There we go, thanks.
Yeah, this is.
Okay, water line?
This is on that house on Cibola. I did talk to Carolyn. She says there is a possibility that the board can make that decision to shut it off, but she wants to research it and give us legal advice on it, so that way we do it right. I told her the situation of it, and she understands that within covenants, it says you have to have a residence of a structure of, I think it's 1,200 square foot.
Sounds right.
On that lot. And so that doesn't qualify as a structure, a living residential structure, being that it is just a shed.
Do they have a meter?
Yes, they do.
And they have an account?
And they do.
So the issue basically is just a covenant issue?
Yes. So, but as being the head of the water district, being the board of the water district, it gives you the power to say yes or no on it too. So, but I want to get her information, and as soon as I get it, I'll send it out to all of you.
So that, her information as well, but that, the line that they put in was never inspected.
Okay.
So they were stealing water for a while, but then the line they put in was not inspected, and we have no knowledge of where the water is going. So that Carolyn ought to be aware of that too.
Okay. Well, I know that we've had multiple letters from him.
Yes.
And lawyer stuff, so that's why I want to make sure that we are covered legally.
Any questions, board?
So we have to give a 20-day written notice?
I'm not sure on that. That's why I want to see what she comes up with, legal aspects of it.
I think you would have to. We have to for that other situation across the highway. I think you have to for
the same.
I think it's probably a standard thing.
Yeah.
At least they have an account.
Yeah, and they're paying for the water, so they can use it. But it's still not right.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, next you have Polk County UDC meeting, which is next Thursday, not this coming Thursday, following Thursday. It will be at noon. If you're interested in coming, this is for the Unified Development Code for the county. They will be here for an hour and a half or two. They have it scheduled from 12 to 2, but they said it most likely would be an hour and a half.
And that will be where?
Here.
Okay.
And we will, I'll get it Zoom like we did last time. Get it on Zoom.
Okay.
The next, I'm going to leave this up to you, Neil. You've done more research on it than I have.
So the Initiative 50 and 100 are the wonderful wisdom of our state legislature, a kind of there, it appears to be kind of an end run around voting down Tabor. I'm not a big fan personally of the Bell Policy Center, but I think they did a pretty good job of doing a synopsis of these two initiatives. I think that it's detrimental to the small districts. I actually think that probably at the state level it maybe is good, but at the small districts I think it's quite detrimental. And SDA is actually pushing for support of stopping these two initiatives. So SDA has also, in your email, you probably have an email from them about this, and they have a resolution template in their email that they would like to have us, the different boards, or suggest the different boards send the resolution or forward a resolution to the state opposing Initiative 108. If you would look over these two little things and study it a bit, and then maybe in the next meeting we ought to consider whether we want to sign that resolution or not.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Generally speaking, when we have these initiatives, they pop up and they are from some buddy or some group or some vested interest. Do we have an idea of where this is coming from?
I did look it up. I researched it quite a little, and there's a number of, I don't know, as far as actually the a group beyond the legislators, I don't know. There's quite a number of legislators that are pushing this forward because, and I'm afraid government policies.
Only push when they get pushed.
When they get, that's correct. So it's the school districts, it's the different people that want more of your tax money.
So the school districts are pushing?
Yes. There are quite a number. I guess look it up. It does show up in the online, and I honestly I don't remember who was it as far as pushing it forward. Again, I'm not a big fan of Bell Policy Center, but I think in this case they pretty well hit it on the head. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, one of the other things, we had road access review. Neil worked on it. I put a copy in there as to Neil's. If you want, I can send you a copy of Fletcher County's. They're kind of similar in development. So that would probably kind of have the same standards as it to add to our rules and regs. If you have any questions or concerns, I believe take them to Neil.
Well, let me speak to that just a little bit. This, what I did with this issue is that it's too complicated. But looking forward, is that we have a problem with people putting street accesses in and not putting culverts or swales in and actually being damaging to our streets. And going forward, we might have more of a problem. I mean, so somehow we've got to get a handle on street access and driveway access to our streets. I copied most of Pueblo County's, but I took out the stuff that was more onerous from Pueblo County and kind of just changed the layout, the direction of it. Pueblo County's is pretty onerous. It's pretty restrictive. They also have geographical engineering studies on it and stuff. That this last page is kind of from them, but it's basically a typical access and a suggested access profile. So really what it comes down to is up to the discretion of CCMD. So whoever would go out and look at that would have the discretion to approve or not approve whatever this homeowner wants to do as far as access.
Who would go out and look at that?
Well, that would be up to the manager to decide, and somebody have enough knowledge, enough wisdom to be able to know whether it was going to be damaging to our street or not. That's an issue. We don't have a road and bridge department, but we think about going forward, and I mean going forward like 10 years. This is going to be an issue when we, yeah, on down the road as to when we have driveway accesses to our streets. I was called on this by a citizen and went out to look, and sure as the world, they had a driveway access that was going into our street, and the water was running into our street and damaging our street. And we've had that happen too often. This does not pertain to public or to county streets at all. Where it's a county street, then the county has to deal with it. But this is kind of for something that we should kind of get a hold of, I think, for the future. What were you going to say, Ray?
I was just going to say the 7.3 implementation. I would certainly want to have a date, and I would want to have a clause in there that says no retroactive enforcement, because in 7.7.2 it says if somebody notices that your driveway is messed up, that they can call you on it. And if you look at that 7.7.2 there, It's under the category of illegal access. Upon discovery of an access considered illegal under the terms of the section, CCMD's going to drop the hammer.
And that...
And that's kind of like you got...
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do retro.
Yeah, I think that we talked about this before, and we said no retro. So I would like to see that in the writing, and I would like to see an implementation date so that we know going forward, as you said, looking forward, that we can make sure we're standardized.
Yep. However, though, we could add into it, if they wanted to add on to the house, any type of building permits would have a review, would schedule a review of their access to the street.
Depending on what they're doing.
Yeah, but that way we could possibly fix some of these streets that need to be fixed. Because some of them are never going to get fixed. Ever.
Any change of driveway access would need to be approved.
I agree.
And that could be by either your utility director or manager.
Right. Yeah, it would be up to the discretion. It does say...
The utility director is doing the roads.
I think it does spell out in here that, I don't remember which one it is now, that the utility or the inspection by CCMD.
So when do you think we're going to act on this?
Well, whenever the board thinks it's good enough to approve, yeah.
Okay. Do we have to have a public meeting first?
It would be a change of rules and regs, so probably, yes.
And it would be a 30-day implementation and all of that. There would be a public meeting.
So is this your version that you got right here?
That's it.
So,
so we could set up the public meeting for the last meeting in August.
Yeah, I want to really, really, 30 days. Really look through this.
I think that's too soon. Really, I think I'm kind of pushing this. I think that we are being, delusional if we think that things aren't going to change in the future. We need to be prepared for that.
Yeah,
so we're not doing our duty if we're not looking for setting these kinds of things up for 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. So I think that August is, or September, whenever it's too soon. This certainly isn't an emergency. If we could get this done in the next 6 months, I'd be happy, but I think we need to get it done.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I may, the only problem, so I agree that we need some time to go over this. But I also think that if we don't set some dates, that it's going to get pushed down the road and down the road and down the road.
Yeah.
Because it just keeps doing that.
I
would like to see some firm dates from you.
Well, what about, that's not me, it's the board.
No, you suggest the firm dates because it's your project.
I'd say
the board here agrees.
Within 6 months.
You want to go that long?
We need to know, yeah. I think that we need to be able, the board needs to be comfortable with what we're doing, and so does the town. And I think that with within...
You think September's too early?
I'm sorry?
You think September's too early?
I think September's too early.
Well, the construction season kind of tails off. Not that it's been a booming season, but it'll be tailing off in November. Sometime in November would be good, and that way we're not.
That'd be
fine. Setting a bunch of plans that are in the works at the moment.
Want to set up a public hearing like the end of September? And that way.
And we got 30 days from there. It takes us to the end of November.
Yeah, till the end of October.
Or October, sorry.
That'd be fine. I think that between now and then, we the board need to. Each one of us needs to kind of study this and see what we'd like to have changed, and but we're going to have to discuss it another couple times probably.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
You're going to throw it out. But
no, I'm going to take it down to a couple of my construction guys. One of them would be Rex and a couple other people, and I'm going to have them look at it.
Fine.
Because if you think I can give you an intelligent answer, you're wrong. I don't do this for a living. But I bet you they can give you an intelligent answer.
That's fine. We need to. Yeah. I think we just need to be careful we get it done. And we don't want it to be onerous. We don't want to be trying to stop people.
We need to get people that actually know what they're doing to make sure that this is what, you know,
and
we need
to do.
That
also goes to our utilities department.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a guideline for them to go by, right, then it's a lot easier to inspect it and say, hey, this is here. This is where you're violating, or this is what needs to be done.
And they can, our crews do elevations?
Yeah.
Can they calculate slopes and elevations?
Probably not.
Say what, Gary?
No.
Okay.
Can they use Yamalite?
Can they use a transit?
Probably.
I can't, yeah. I don't think they can.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure it gets quite that specific in here as far as percent of slope.
You've got to know flows.
But the flow definitely is the case, yeah.
And if you can read an elevation difference. I like the idea of actually setting a November date to finalize that.
Question. November date I think is great. Between now and November, though, we do a workshop and bring in some construction people.
Preferably a surveyor.
Yeah.
We bring in Bill, which I can get Bill to come in. Not a problem.
Doesn't matter, whoever.
I'll go down and get Bill. I'll ask him to do it. And we'll get Rex. We'll get a few of the contractors around here to come into the workshop. Because one of the biggest problems with regional rules is they never involve the people that know what the hell they're doing. You get politicians up there making these rules that ain't got a clue as to what they're doing. These guys do.
So part of this whole thing is probably not as much the engineering part as it is the structure of requiring a permit to do so. So you're kind of talking about more engineering stuff. If you think we need to be more finite on our engineering, then we probably need to include some other eighth inch per foot slope or those kinds of things. And if that's the case, that would come from a workshop.
Yeah. That's what I think is necessary, because otherwise, how are you going to calculate how much water is going to come down into the street?
And if you guys think that the general contractors, the ones that have been doing this for years, don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
They do. They've been doing it forever. Rex has built how many houses here?
A lot.
I mean, he's built hundreds.
So that means that we probably are going to expand this a bit in engineering construction. And that's fine. I attempted not to make it too onerous, and maybe it's not onerous enough.
I don't think they'll make it that onerous. I think they might actually make it simpler.
That's fine.
They may come in and say, hey, you don't need this, you don't need this. This is what we need to do, and this will work.
Okay. Anyway, that's kind of what this is for. So November?
We'll have to set up something in August here with the workshop then. Is that what you're looking at then? For a workshop?
Yeah, and you're heading this, but I'll come in with it on you if you like. I got a whole freaking bunch of construction guys working for me right now. So we'll get a few of them over there.
And get Bill and Rex and Andy and guys that are building a lot of houses around this area that.
Bill, that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Billy.
Okay.
And even if we get Mr. Walker involved.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Next, Josh has extended the season on a trial basis for the swimming pool. If you notice, look at the schedule. Next week, it's pretty much the same as what we do all season long. But then the following week, since kids are going back to school and stuff, he will still have the adult lap swims and stuff between 7:30 and 8:30, water aerobics from 7:30 to 8 to 9:30. And then instead of having the open swim in the afternoon, he's moved it to 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. There is the ability to rent the pool for private parties from 12 noon to 8 o'clock on weekends. Just have to reserve it either a day or two before. He says if this goes well, you might look going further on until we have to really shut down.
This would be a great thing for the community to know. I don't know if the word's getting out at all about this, but I've heard more than 1,000 times that we need to keep the pool open longer. And
it just needs to go on Facebook.
I put it in the newsletter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it needs to go on Facebook.
Okay. And it is.
He
did put it in Parks and Rec, Colorado City Parks and Rec Facebook, and also his website. And we're.
I think we ought to ask him to put it in like Greenhorn Valley.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Because I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Because there's some of them that are really big that I would put them in those two.
Okay. Amy shared it on all of those. Amy, the.
Himmelberg.
Yeah, she has it on all those pages.
Did she actually put it on the page?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't received it. And neither is my wife, and I'm on there.
Yeah, I saw it.
I know my wife would have said something to me.
Yeah, I saw Amy put it on all the bigger pages.
Yeah. Okay.
But we can push it again.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, you can keep pushing it.
Yeah.
We probably, because it, on Facebook, it disappears in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe.
Sometimes you don't allow it, so they'll take it off. Right?
So they'll take it off and stuff?
There's certain pages they won't allow.
Huh.
It's, I don't know.
So that's good news that the 2 weeks. Is this kind of trial issue? Is he thinking about going beyond the 2 weeks?
I'm not quite sure. After talking to him, he said he wants to see how the community accepts it and if it's worth staying open. If there's nobody showing up,
right.
Why
waste the electricity?
Yeah, and the gas.
That sounds good.
You guys need a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Kudos to Josh for doing that. Go ahead.
I know one of the past boards, too, went to the schools to see if the schools would be interested in helping maintain the pool. And they just kind of pushed it off. They didn't want anything to do with it because I know the kids that are in, like, the swim meets and stuff, they go to South Park. They've never done it there, and that they were trying to kind of do that. But we have a whole lot of different people running the schools here now. So maybe it's worth bringing it up again to the schools to see if they would want to be involved. It might help with some of the costs.
Well, I know the AD and there, it's been a struggle with them even just using like their basketball court and stuff that way.
I will, the SRDA luncheons, of course, they kind of asked about this, and I will post this up at the BFC building. Actually, we ought to just send it up to Pueblo to SRDA. I don't know. They've got their own pools. Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Next, you have Valley First Engineering. These are the costs for the ballpark and stuff down there. They're at the point of putting it out to bid. The reason it's broke up into two different invoices, one is being paid by JOLA, which we have $1 million grant for it, which they will pay for engineering, bid processing, all that kind of stuff, which is, I believe, the $7,000. And then for CPF is, we'll get paid for it through the CPF global funds, which they got $150,000 last year for it. The year before, and they extended theirs to cover it. So they're pretty close to their 150, I believe.
Have we been reimbursed then, Jim, or have
yes.
we?
Yeah.
By DOLA as well, then it's a reimbursement?
No, what this is when we write the check on it, I got to make a copy of it and send it into the paperwork, and they'll reimburse us right back.
Yeah. Questions for
like the CWCB engineering stuff.
Ray?
So this is just a pass through.
Yeah.
This is a rubber stamp for us.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
But being the amounts that it is and stuff, I would rather bring it to the board and let you vote on it to approve of it and go forward. It's just like what we do with our tank stuff there.
Okay. Along the line of the Valley First project, mm-hmm. that's going along okay? And
yeah, they got the line moved. It possibly gave us some help in figuring out how to get Tank 2 out of the situation, because we had to shut off some areas, and we didn't think we were going to have to, but once we started turning valves, we found out where T's were, and they were before the valve and not after the valve, and we did lose Colorado and South Park that day for about 4 hours, but we got them back into the water, and it kind of gave us, Greg and I, we went right around to say, okay, if we did this and this, is this going to help the problem? Which in the same sense, I talked to Ken White today about where we're at with the PRV at the end of Tally to stop that problem with the pressure.
Okay, that, let's put all that stuff into operational.
Okay, for next meeting?
Yeah.
No, for later on this meeting.
Yeah, later, yeah.
Okay.
20 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, but the Valley First project's getting paid for.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else then, board? Okay, shall we go on to the architectural?
Yeah, CCAA.
I have to, just real quick, I have to recuse myself from any conversation or voting on this.
Yes, you do. There's a familiar name on it.
Thank you.
You do have one build. It is a shed. So it is on the agenda for CCAC.
Is that shed big enough to put a phone here? No comment.
Okay.
Yeah, and we do have a
10 by 16.
Okay.
An architectural representative here tonight. Is it okay?
Sure.
Randy signed off on it.
Randy signed off on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as new bills.
All right.
I don't see a color.
The same as his house.
I'm going to read the pretty good statement.
That's what I was told.
In order for the business of the board to be conducted in the most effective and expeditious manner, it is necessary that all persons present maintain a demeanor of civility toward the board, staff, and each other. Conduct that appears threatening or aggressive will not be tolerated. Shouting, speaking out of order, or the use of offensive gestures similarly are not acceptable. Such behavior still constitutes the forfeiture of your right to remain in attendance and may, as a point of order brought to the board's attention by counsel or any board member, including the chairperson, results in your being asked to leave the meeting by the chairperson or, upon your refusal, being escorted out of the meeting by proper authority. Do we have any sign-ups?
No.
Do you, Kevin and Gene, do you have any questions about, did you want to know what was going on with the...
So we're not close enough for facial recognition of the people that you spoke to. But the vehicle is the same vehicle that has come to the property where they built the fence across. I'm sure they're adjoining lot. And
okay.
It's the same vehicle in attendance when they started the bridge on Metro District property. Now they're on the other side of Lawrence unloading a trailer full of construction materials. The county website does not show them as owners.
If you will hang around a little bit after the meeting, I did go out and look at it, and I'll talk to you about that.
They seem to be expanding their horizons.
So. Okay. Anything else? All right. I'm going to close the study session, open the regular meeting, the board director of the Clinton City Metropolitan District at 6:38. If you join me in the public. Pledge of allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you join in a moment of silence, if you so choose. Thank you. And let the minutes show that we have a full quorum, all board members present. Can I get an approval of the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? How about approval of the minutes?
I make a motion at this time that we approve the minutes of regular meeting, July 9th, 2024, and CCACC minutes, July 9th, 2024.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Question, discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Bills payable.
I'll make a motion to approve the payable.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Questions?
Greg, if you look at the golf course in downtown, $93.
Well, hallelujah. The one time I didn't look.
I was going to comment about the... So
what did we figure out fixed it?
Sheets from summer, probably.
Yeah. I mean, $93 is still a lot,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, still water heater. The water heater, what else is in that? Things like gas.
Burners.
Well, stoves are bad. Right now, our boilers are on pilot, so yeah. Basically everything's
set off except for your water.
So
your water.
So for that account number 37829, pretty much most of those figures are basically base fees.
Yeah,
and there's in every gas bill, there's a ton of other kinds of fees in there too.
Yeah. So that's actually, I was going to comment, but that looks good. It looks like that's under control.
That was under your $5,000 mark?
Yes. Now, one of the questions I was going to have is that you have Jeremy Wilcox for maintenance stuff. Was that, did he work on boilers and stuff then?
No, it was swamp coolers. We had a line that was leaking between the roofs at the golf at the pro shop.
Yeah, so it was different. It wasn't. I wondered if maybe that was why the prices were out. Okay.
No, it was okay. More on swamp coolers.
I'm not questioning that.
Set them up, put them on, whatever, and fix some problems that were there.
I am questioning the Kaiser compressors.
That is annual checkup.
Quarterly
maintenance. But this is like their whole
new belts, new everything.
New belts, new filters, oil change, everything. That's all part of it.
Is that an annual?
Yeah.
Quarterly.
Hours. Hourly? Is it because?
Every 3,000 hours.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
And what it is a contract more than it is us putting. It's a total contract that covers them for any parts, labor, travel.
So maintenance contract.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yeah. That's pretty hefty.
You have to remember, the water plant only runs on two things, electricity and air.
And it's a lot cheaper than when we replace those air compressors for $35,000 every year for the first 2 years I was here. When we moved them out of the plant. And ever since then, knock on wood, we haven't had
Is any of this warranty work?
Pardon?
Is any of it warranty work?
No.
It's a maintenance contract.
So, yeah. Okay, it's not
like
repair.
You're getting an annual on an airplane. You've got to do it.
Changing the oil in your car.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're $30,000 compressors.
So big ones.
Yeah.
The other one I have is RJH Consultants. Are we moving forward on that? I mean, that's...
Yes.
I went back through just what was in my book here. We have spent almost $100,000 on their engineering contract for what they're calling as final design engineering service. Well, when are we going to get a final design?
She just sent me the geological data report for it. It's a big file. I can share it with everybody if they want it. It's just basically numbers and densities and stuff that when they did their drill core drilling of all the areas.
I think that's beyond us, except that we've been working on this for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And we still don't have this engineering done.
They're moving closer and closer with it. Because one of the things that, the reason I got a lot of this information was because I told her, I said, you know, FEMA grant, I need to have something here to move forward with it because we've got high hazard dam funding that needs to be put in for.
So as payables go, currently we have just since March, we've spent nearly $100,000 for engineering services from RGH. Didn't we have budgeted about $300,000 for
right
engineering?
Now, if I can, I can pull up my book. Right now, CWCB has paid, I believe it, let me go grab my book. That way I can give you the paper.
Sorry.
This one here, this $15,000, will be paid 100% by CWCB. At the present time, total that has been spent was $194,000. Let me see what we put into it. We're not even close to the $58,000 that we're supposed to use for matching.
Are we still under budget or within budget for engineering services?
Yes. Everything right now as for tasks, for budget-wise, pull the right one up. Right now, task one, which was budget for I believe it's the engineering and stuff, we're at 28 and it was budgeted for 61. The only one that maxed out now is task two, which is we were budgeted for 30,000 and we're at 30,000. We also budgeted for 23, which would be the geological, topographical and stuff, which was at 82,500. And we're at 82,500 there.
Okay.
For task four, which is basic design drawings, all of that, we're scheduled for $185,000 and we're only at 85,000. As for budgeted for permits and stuff, we're at, we budgeted for 15,000 and we're at $324. So
financially, we're still in good shape.
Yeah.
Right now, what the push then is just to get it done.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's part of it. I did put in a progress report into operationals that I sent to Mr. Perry and where we're at.
Okay.
What we're doing.
On payables, and the next item I have is Wilson Sporting Goods for $3,000 for range balls.
Yes. We're running low on range balls.
$3,000?
It will last in probably 2 years, 3 years for the amount of range balls. Because the more you buy, the better price you get.
So he did get quite a huge discount on the amount that he did purchase?
Do we know how many range balls we purchased? I want to hear that number because
as the golfers here, are golf balls that expensive?
Just on the golf course, not on the driving range.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of golf balls, that field that's on the other side of my house, that's you got to get through like five streets. Okay, there's golf balls over there. Now I want to know how they drive them that far and clear my house, and they end up in that field over there.
We kind of have an idea how they got there.
Yeah. Somebody up the street from me.
He probably got close to at $3,000. I'm going to guess he probably got around $50,000.
Is that about right?
I don't know. I'm
being where so I used to be. It's pretty close.
You got 504 premium white times 6.
So 3,000.
So about 30,000.
3,000.
504 times 6.
Times 6.
Okay. Yeah, the teacher here was correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's all I had on. That's all of my 6, questions 000. On.
It's not 30. I mean,
on payables.
3,000, not 30,000.
Yeah.
3,000.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't add zeros.
Board, any questions on the payables? All right. Let's vote. Clint.
Yes.
Sarah.
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Greg.
Yes.
Ray.
Yes.
Okay, let's pay the bills. Financial report, Jim.
Okay, financial report. Christy did run financial report here as of June 30th. I did also throw in financials from last year. So this way, if you want to compare water from 2022, 2023, and today,
right,
it will give you the numbers to be able to compare it to.
Cool.
3 years. There is one thing that the personnel costs, we don't have all the figures into it. We're still working with Paychex as to getting it from Paychex to Cassell to integrate with that. And we're still working with them. So all of the payroll is not in that number.
Question, board?
Yeah, Christy, I have a question. It's in water, as you might have mentioned. It's like 5110. And I'm looking at 2023 build versus 2024. Mm-hmm. Am I reading that right? That we're a little bit behind?
Yes.
Okay.
So we did print, Jim did print the before and after or whatever. Once we close this month, I can get with Cassell and run a more accurate report. Not more accurate, but just
in general. I'm not even sure if I would have access to just that. That tells the story right there,
yeah.
In my opinion. And for the curiosity of the board, last year, we billed out $407,000 in water at the end of June, and this year we billed out $405,000. Now, I know summers are different, water usages are different, but that's less. Just everybody needs to know that.
Yeah, even though you went up with a 45% increase.
Yeah, we raised it 45% and we're billing less money now.
You've had a wetter spring.
Yeah, it could be that too.
And on the billing side, we didn't start seeing the actual increases until this month.
Yeah.
Because of the weather. So okay. We didn't start seeing that until this billing season.
Yeah, July will be interesting then.
It is.
Is
it? It is.
All right.
Questions?
Yeah, I'm just coming up.
So I have a question on the Gulf Enterprise Fund.
Okay.
We spent $30,000 in outside service fees.
So, golf course maintenance?
It probably is combined,
page?
Yes. It's
page number maybe?
It's number 7122.
It's right here.
Is it?
The page number is in the corner. What page number are you on?
Where?
In the corner. 20?
Oh, 20. Yeah. Page 22.
Okay, so Mark and I did discuss that today. Actually, he asked for some reports to be printed. So there is $18,000 there that should be in capital. So I will have to correct that with the journal entry.
Okay, I'm presuming that actually this will get, some of this will get moved around anyway.
Yes.
And the different reports.
There is $18,000 that's there that will have to be moved to the capital.
Now, even $18,000 would mean that there would be $12,000 that is about four times what we spent last year.
Because we didn't spend so much last year, we did it this year.
So, anyway, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's kind of, thank you for getting these. That'll clean itself up. It'll continue to clean itself up.
It will. We did a lot today. It was good.
By the way, thank you for the report.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions, comments? Go ahead, Jim. The operational.
Okay, the GAM meetings for the 17th and the 24th. P12, you're at 0.1 difference. P4, you're same. I don't know why on P5 grade there was a big difference. It was an 18.5 to
12.6. Yeah, I had
the
meter problem.
Okay.
But it came back down when I did it today. We're back to normal.
Okay, and then you have P6, which it went up about 0.3 of a point from 25.8 to 26.1. So the water group level dropped in. P11 was 11.5 and 11.3. And P12 was at 21.8 and 21.86. With the levels being at 14 foot, 9 inches, and 14.8. As for the weekly report, you have 14.9 and 14.8 for the 17th and the 24th. Your 4 inch stayed the same, 6 inch, it stayed the same. Seep went from wet to damp because of the heat. Your weir, it dropped down 0.01, and your pit is dry. Like I said, I have the progress letter for that, for the dam project going to Mark Perry and the state engineer. I'll let you guys read it. I don't think I need to read it.
So is that ready to go out or is it gone?
It's gone.
Okay.
I sent it out the 17th, I believe it was.
It looked like that.
Yeah.
The question on the reservoir. How do we know, this is for Mr. Bayers, how do we know what the, when and how bad the water gets when the lake turns over?
We know it at the plant within about an hour.
And is there any way you can gauge how big a problem?
Water has a mind of its own.
Okay.
And through our SCADA system and our turbidity meters, we monitored it 24/7, nonstop, and when that lake changes, Gary and I know it. Basically, Gary knows it before I do because all hell breaks loose.
Okay.
And we can't say it's going to change tonight at 11 o'clock. We don't know.
Okay. So do we have more staff now to help? I know we're going to be wiping down filters right and left. Do we have more people that can do that?
The people we have can do it.
Okay. Right.
We don't have any extras.
I know, but I thought we, at the beginning of the year, we had hired 2 extra people.
We did. We lost one.
Okay. So we got one still.
Yeah, and we're looking at hiring in somebody on that.
Okay.
And yeah, we had one that go out on
went out on working with the car.
So now would be a good time.
Well, when we did the last, what was it, last 2 Mondays ago.
We changed out
filters and skid one.
Okay.
And we found out too that we ordered some O-rings for the filters. And they're supposed to be the right ones for the filters, but we're coming out with a problem that they're blown out. So we have Garst, he got on the internet and he was able to have them send us some samples to try and do it. We found some that were similar that we're gonna try that we got from Ace. And basically all it is pulling the bottom clovers off, which there's what, 6, 12 clovers that we gotta pull out
clovers.
And change the O-rings on it and put it, the clovers back on, and that will tell us whether we can do it or not. Because what happens is when one of those O-rings blows out, it causes your water production to go down because it ain't cleaning the filters when we do the backwash to clean it. Am I right, Gary?
Right. Well, and you can't suck the water in to make the skid run fast.
So,
just like an oil ring in a car, you end up with that smoke. We end up with spared up water, air.
It sucks air in. Then it causes problems with the whole skid.
Right.
And shuts down the car.
Thank you.
Bids for North Park? The bids for North Park study?
I talked with Matt today. We have 2 permits that are approved. The last permit, which we talked about today, was there. It was like an $8,000 bill that we would be paying, because we got to have flaggers and all that at the valve at the bank. So Matt asked them, he says, all right, what if I move the valve back 50 feet away from the bank? And they said, no, that would be fine, and that would eliminate traffic control, flaggers.
Nice.
I told Matt that's fine, because it's nothing but an inline valve anyway. We don't have to pay that extra money for them to have flaggers. So with that being said, he was sending it in today. They will review it, and by next Monday, we should be good to go. So we won't have that extra expense. And like I said, it's an inline valve. It doesn't have to be there. We move it back. The bank can operate, traffic can come in, go around, and we have the detour sign, so that's gonna save us about $8,000. And it's no big deal.
Okay.
But the way the county operates, yeah, you have to go by them. And
all right.
So we're good. So hopefully he thought by next Monday, everything will be set.
We have
the only thing that we're waiting for now is valves.
One valve.
One valve.
Yeah. We got 3 of them set there.
When is the one valve going to come in?
We have no idea.
How long ago was it ordered?
It was ordered in March.
That's one of them.
So is that one valve going to hold up?
No. We can start the project and get the valves in place. We're still trying to find where the T is that goes across. We did have the guys working with little diggers up here at the ballpark to get them comfortable during the day, because I would rather have them know each other and how they work when it comes to working at night, to be a lot safer. So that was part of one of the deals of why we did that one first before we moved to North Park to change valves. Because if we're going to be doing it at night, I would rather have guys knowing how other guys work and make sure that we're safe.
So conceivably, in a couple of weeks, we'll have the ability to shut that off.
Yes.
I mean, we gotta just wait and get it done. Once the permits are all permitted, and we can start moving forward with the project.
Okay.
So what about I thought you asked a question about North Park. About Stewart Ranch, am I correct?
Well,
it's the same.
Okay.
Same project.
I thought you were talking about the North Park Sewer.
Oh, that's coming.
Yeah. Okay. That's coming.
That's on the old business part of it.
All right. That's the next thing. I can give you a report on it now, too.
Will you give us an update on the sewer rat next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll have all that data in. We did have a meeting with sewer rat. They were with DRC. They were partnered together doing our project last year. And they have everything into a format for us, and I'd like to show it to you next meeting. But it shows all the lines and where we had maybe a line that has a swale in it that might be a blockage or things like that.
So we'll hold
all the data in that is not completely there because they think that DRC has some hiding someplace because they have the marks, but the line wasn't put in.
What's DRC?
It's a company that digital recording computer system or whatever, and then they have the ultrasonic equipment to do it. So they download all these ultrasonic to DRC, and well, they ended up breaking up, and that's why there's been kind of a mishmash.
Okay, so you'll update us next week.
Yes.
All right.
Update us. Is this regarding the North Park sewer line?
No, this is regarding all of our sewer lines that we're supposed to have flushed at least a quarter every year.
Yeah, 23 miles a year.
Yeah. Let's in the old business, we'll move on to the North Park sewer line.
Okay.
What about the committee reports? I guess lease on Grenares Creek. You're kind of waiting for more information on that, right?
And I need to get with Mr. Bailey and go on a field trip.
Okay.
So.
We can do that anytime you want to go.
Maybe Wednesday afternoon, if you are available, sir.
Could be doing filters.
Well, could be doing filters. So
okay. Well.
We could probably.
Maybe Thursday.
Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, I'll need to talk to you.
Okay. No, but I can take you anywhere you want to go.
Maybe I might not be able to do much in a few days.
So. Okay, that's fine.
So
nothing's going to change.
So. All right.
We'll give you that report. We've been just so swamped the last 2 weeks that I haven't been able to get with Bailey Young a few things. We've been pulling stuff together for North Park and the sewer and all of that. And as you can see, he's been my right hand with Joe and Matt.
Right, I understand that. I'm not pressing.
Any attorney's report, Jim? Nothing.
Nothing at this time. Like I said, I am waiting for a report on what we talked about with the house.
Okay.
That tap.
All right. We'll move into agenda items.
Yes. Agenda items. You have potential engineering invoices for Valley First. Like I said, those will be a full payment from DOLA and also CTF funds for Provo County.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Atencio engineering invoice.
Second.
Moved and second. Questions, discussion? Let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
And Chair votes yes. And Architectural Advisory Committee, well, we have the the one there.
Yes, you have one. It's a shed at 4504 Chaffee Drive. Mr. Collins excused himself on this.
I'll make a motion that we approve 4504 Chaffee Drive shed.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussions? Let's vote. Sarah?
Yes.
Clint?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. No other actions from CCAAC?
No. Mr. Chairman, may I make a statement? I think we need to, I've been turning complaints or have turning in or whatever. I don't believe letters are being done. And I think we need to find someone here with an office to do them if we're going to have them done. Somebody can say that because they're not getting done.
You mean the first, second, third letters?
Right. Yeah, since Nancy left, I think we've been done. She was really good at sending out letters, but it's a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's a job.
Do we have any that are prepared to go out? That need
well,
to go out?
I'd have to look and see what I've turned in and what hadn't been, but there's probably some that could go out, yes.
So most of the time, we can do it with, there's a form that all it does is you can click and paste the violations.
Well, I need to find somebody to click and paste.
Yeah.
You know, it's all right, well, why don't you do it?
Okay.
But if it's like that.
Thursday, we can review that when you guys come in.
Okay, well, I'm going to maybe be late.
Okay, well, whenever, give me a holler when you have a chance.
Okay.
We'll see what we can do with that.
And then when I was in there looking stuff up for Greg, I found two complaints that haven't got a number yet. They were just there.
So oh, okay.
Sandy had forwarded to the computer, and they hadn't been taken care of. So there's two.
So we kind of need to do some updating.
Yes.
That's a tough job.
Yeah, it takes more time than you think.
That sure does.
Yeah. I've got one here, a young gentleman out in Unit 45, Mrs. Dodge complained, so I went out and found him, talked to him, matter of fact. And Sandy got, I told him, I'd give him until this next Thursday to move his camper or whatever. Nice guy. Colorado Springs, but he bought a small lot in Unit 45, really got taken. Anyway, it's governmentauction.com, and he's got a camper out there, and he can't get across the creek to get to his site, which he can't use anyway. So we'll have to talk about that.
Man, there's got, you'd think that there'd be something to stop these freaking predator realtors that are doing that.
But anyway,
it was last Thursday, there was somebody camped two tents out off of Santana, where the second reservoir is supposed to be. So I went out and talked to the guy, and he said, oh, hey, I bought this property, and I just wanted to see what it was like and what I need to do and this and that. And I said, well, come in and see me. Here's my card, but you can't camp here. He said, we're afraid that with the grass and stuff being so high, you have a fire out here, it's going to torch everything. And he says, no, I have a little Coleman stove that he puts on the road when he boils water or whatever. I said, yeah, but you still can't camp out here. He says, well, we've been here for about 4 days. I said, well, you need to pack up and leave. The most you can really camp is 7 days, and the county is going to be out here. I will call the sheriff to have you removed. And he says, no problem. Because he was actually, one of his tents was almost in the right of way of the road. So,
yeah, anything else, Bob? Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, let's move into old business, Jim.
Okay, old business. Like you said, the road resolution is in front of you guys. We can set up a workshop with, if you can, you want to head that, Greg, as getting maybe a time and a date, and let me know.
I will. After the meeting, me and Neil talk.
Okay. And let me know, and we'll set up a workshop for us. Goals and achievements plan, we're not there yet. Strategic plan. North Park update. North Park sewer line. We had jetted it, sucked it, jetted it yesterday. This morning, it backed up again. So we went and they sucked it again. They pulled a great big chunk out of it from somewhere up the line. I believe it was the situation where something broke free in those two white houses and they were having problems. Well, it's finally worked its way down. Hopefully we got it. But also I've talked to GMS. Alex has been working on this plan. He sent me some paperwork, said he had questions about locations and stuff of our cleanouts that he didn't understand. So we sent that out to him. We sent out a list of what everybody's grinder is or pump that they have in their pits. Got all of that information to him. Greg and I, we kind of went through it this afternoon too, as we looked at another option as taking houses off of that pressure line and dropping it closer to the gravity feed line on Little Snake. Because you have Sandy Creek that goes this way, you have Little Snake that runs behind those houses, the white houses. There is a right-of-way there that we could dig that line and drop it into the biggest portion. The last three or four houses, we end up keeping on this line and see where it goes. If we continue to have problems, it might be within the pumps themselves, but that's something that we don't know. So this idea I've sent to Alex also to look at what the feasibility and maybe the cost of doing that, of taking that line and taking it north and dropping it into the gravity feed sewer and bringing it around instead of having to make the corner and go all the way down and around, where it would take a lot of the pressure off of the house 11, 13, and 16 or 15 that we're having the problems at. Whereas if that pressure's pushing something down and causing it to block in front of those places, then that's where we're at. We ran good on the main for about 2 weeks.
Right.
The only thing is we had problems at those two white houses that we had to go up and do suck their pit and suck the line to get whatever was blocking where I think it was, where it tees into the main, that it was blocking theirs, and we kind of moved that chunk now and it's moving down. When Eric sucked it this morning, he said there was something that came out of it, it almost knocked him on the ground because it popped that plug out of there.
The two white houses you're talking about, is one of them, Greg, the one that belonged to Bob Ugolini?
Yes.
Okay, so that's those two over there.
Yeah, that's number.
And we could go north out of there instead of going into North Park. We could.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do some negotiating.
Okay.
With a homeowner, but in order to do that, we gotta do some negotiating, and we would go above Ugolini's. To, I don't know their last name, the gentleman's name is Cruz, nice people, and go through and drop it in on Little Snake, and then what that would do, we would leave 48, 49, Dave Schroeder's, his daughter's house, and then Mitchell. So we would have four houses, because we would tie Cruises into the new drop.
Because right now you have those two houses.
Those two houses, 48, 49, are tied together. That happened way before Gary and I's time. Why they let them do it, I have no idea.
So what's the status of getting engineering done?
Alex is working on it right now.
That's pretty much what everything Jim just said.
I did a quick, not a quick sewer audit, but I went to each address. I know what everybody's pump is, how big their tank is.
So what's the timeline for Alex's engineering?
I'll call him tomorrow and see what he can come up with.
Because I wanted a qualitative analysis of the entire system.
Yeah, and that's what we're...
Because this is systemic. It's not just... We're still doing Band-Aid bullshit, mm-hmm. is what we're doing. And this has gotten to the point where it's surreal. Mm-hmm. So we need to do something definitive and permanent fairly quickly.
So, may I, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
So I got a communique from one of our citizens today, which...
You guys sent it to all of us.
I'm sure we all did.
Well, I got a separate...
Separate one?
Okay. Well, that was a phone call.
Separate ones.
But anyway, you know, I had to put myself... I sat back and I talked to my wife a little bit, and I had to put myself in their shoes for a minute. And if I was in their shoes, guys, I'd have sued the crap out of you already. I would have. Okay? I don't know how these people have been so patient with us. I really don't. And you got to sit back and you got to put yourself in their shoes. How would you like a bunch of crap floating around your house or your front yard on a routine basis? They're paying us for a service. And we're not providing it, Jim.
It's been going on way too long.
So...
We need somebody that's an expert to deal with
this. And that's what we're trying to get him.
So this engineer needs to be, first of all, this needs to be a priority on his sheet. Mm-hmm. Okay? And needs to be relayed to him, too, that this is a priority. That these poor people, this problem needs to be fixed. And God, I hope they don't. But guys, we could open ourselves up to a huge loss of money here if we don't fix this and fix it quick.
I'm gonna say this. I'm one vote on this board, but my patience is done with the North Park sewer issue. Take that however you want.
So, Jim, the board voted to get bids on and get contract with an engineer. Did we get bids? Have we had more than one engineering company?
I called NOCO today. They're working on our pre-treatment.
Right.
I'm trying to get Josh involved in it. He's the one that is the knowledge of it.
So we have, right now, we have one engineering company that we're working with. Have we contracted with them?
Yeah, we've had a contract with GMS.
Oh, this GMS that's doing it?
Yeah.
Could we get help from Pueblo County?
I don't know. I can call the health department. That might be one of their engineers. If they have an engineer on staff, maybe come down and give us...
We need, to the point of the other board members, we need to get it. We instructed you to get engineering done, so we need to do that. Also, I guess the slug that is plugging this line, you know, again, I've asked before, is that why don't we capture that?
A lot of times when we end up sucking it and it goes into the vac trailer, it explodes.
Yeah, not only that, but I don't know about you. I don't know if I want to dig.
Well, but if I was an engineer, I'd want to know what the heck that was in that line.
Yeah. And I think we still have the pieces that were on the end of the line that one day that I showed you guys pictures of it hanging out of the line in the manhole. We still have.
If we could capture those, we should do it.
It's pretty hard to capture because once that back truck sucks it out, when it hits that tank, it's blowing up. And
anyway,
you've got, several hundred gallons of sewage.
We've discussed this. this whole problem way too often, too much, spent too much time on it.
I'm at the same point with it.
Mr.
I don't
Chairman,
like getting calls out.
We all
go ahead, Ray.
I've got one more. In any way you want to take a look at this, we're spending a lot of money,
Manpower.
In manpower and materials, trying to get a problem solved that we just don't seem to be able to solve. We have got to, whatever you have to do, Jim, to get somebody here, if it's from the county, if it's from an engineering firm, we've got to get the problem solved. I mean, I'm with Greg on this one. I mean, if it was me, you'd be in a world of hurt.
I don't know how these people are being so patient. I really don't.
I wouldn't. I mean,
Time-wise, I guess it's, again, putting benchmarks on things. We need to... We need to get it done.
Ma'am, Mr. Chairman, in my opinion, this needs to be priority number one tomorrow morning when you come in, okay? And we need to, I know that there's other things that has to get done during the day, but whenever they're, it's got to be priority number one of getting this sewer system fixed.
Board. All right, we've, I think that you know where we are there. Other old business, the valving project you kind of went over. What about the trees in Applewood?
I don't know where. I didn't get a chance to talk to Aiden today.
Okay, now, and kind of putting, I guess, the pressure there. So, in our last meeting, we asked for this meeting.
I know he had one bid, but he was waiting for two other ones to come in.
So if I extend that out 2 weeks?
You should have a bid, should be able to. If you don't, we'll just accept the one bid to take out the tree. I can't meet people.
No, but wait, you need...
How are the rest of the meter changes going?
We've got everything except for Applewood at this point.
How many left in Applewood?
Probably, 50, 60 of them. But
how many do we do in a week?
We haven't, within the last 2 weeks, had maybe 3 meter changes between fixes and projects going on.
Pump and sewers?
That's one of it.
How about the relationship with the meters and our software? Has that gotten better? Have we gotten help from the meter company? The problem with the meters that were bad,
yeah.
Has that been pretty much resolved?
No, it hasn't. Not completely yet. We're still waiting for them to bring back or replace those 18. They're in the midst of it.
Do you feel like they are performing? Are they as concerned about it as they should be?
They're listening to us better than Core and Main and able to work with us.
Okay. Board? New business, Jim?
I have nothing right now.
Board have anything? Okay. Can we go home?
I make a motion that we shut this meeting down.
I thought on the last meeting 3 weeks ago we were going to go into executive session to discuss the unauthorized use of city water by outside entities. What happened to that?
I think that we are...
We're pushing that down the road too?
No, I think that is part of the...
We need to come to some type of resolution on what we're doing with that as well. In the interim, they're still getting unpaid for water while everybody else is paying 45% higher rates. This has been going on.
Unpaid for.
I can't say what I really want to say.
They're paying for water, but...
No. They're not.
No, they don't pay for any water.
They don't have any water.
Stewart Ranch.
Oh, Stewart Ranch. Oh, okay.
Stewart Ranch, you're on a different subject
I'm
there,
on
bud.
The wrong property. Yeah.
So I thought we were supposed to have an executive session regarding this issue.
Well, what it was last meeting was that with what the lawyer said and what their lawyer said and coming back as to when we get to that point, we can have the executive session to go into what kind of rate or whatever we need to go with or shut them off.
And why are we not doing that? What, we got to wait another year?
No.
I brought this up last September.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a year here in a month.
I think that we need to schedule an executive session.
Okay. It will be. Next meeting, we'll have an executive session on it, and hopefully I'll have more information from Carolyn and where we need to go with it.
Well, but the executive session has to be specific, and of course it will be for negotiation of a contract, and what we need to consider is discussing.
I'm fine with doing it in public, but if we need to do it in executive session, we can do it in executive session, but I find we're doing it right now.
I do not think you want to put yourself in that liability.
Well, you don't have to name names or make accusations. We can speak in general terms.
So, I agree we need to get this done, Clint. And we need to get it done now. However, I do think we need to be in executive session. And the only reason why I say that is because we are negotiating this with a customer, and that probably shouldn't be done in an open meeting.
Actually, it's not a customer.
Well, a possible future customer.
Possible future customer.
A possible future customer that we're going to be negotiating this with.
All right. Well, that's fine. Let's just push it down the road another couple months.
I would say, though, that I'm with Clint, that I want this done. You can have the lawyer have everything ready for us for next meeting.
Yes. I'll get it in to her first thing in the morning.
This is priority two. Okay? I'm going to kind of be relieved here when I'm off of this board in a year.
Mm-hmm.
But in 6 years that I've been on this board, it has become very disturbing how slow things go. And I have a million times since I've been on this board, I've asked you, what can I do to help? What do you need from me? Do you need more personnel? Do you need more money? What do we need to do? Okay? And I will go to bat for you, Jim. Okay? But we got to get this stuff done. So I'm going to yield the floor now.
The thing is, we need more money. We need people that want a job. And then you put out for applications and you're lucky to get one, two.
We don't need more money and more people to shut off an unauthorized tap.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. We're adjourned.